The Raven owes a lot more to the comic book format than it does to Edgar Allan Poe. The structure, with one top moment following another with no relief between, is one successful only in the comic book format, because only that format can conceal a lack of pace and build up to the top moment. And the comic book format does not encourage expectations of characterization and mood essential to real drama. Since the comic book format has proved successful at the box office in recent years, these problems may not keep The Raven from being a hit, but they definitely stand in the way of its being any kind of a tribute to the works of Poe. Poe depended more on mood than on action, even in his pioneer detective stories, and his appeal was always more to the intellect than to the lust for action. Compare his Pit and the Pendulum, one of his most unpleasant works, to the almost sadistic gloating over the bloody action in The Raven. The distinction is a matter of gradual, creeping psychological horror versus mere shock. And consider the intellectual exercises in The Mystery of Marie Roget and Murders in the Rue Morgue to The Raven, which barely mentioned the two most distinctive of Poe's inventions of what later appeared very little changed as Sherlock Holmes. Nor is there much of the historical Poe in John Cusack's semi-hysterical young drunk. We really don't know much about Poe's strange last days, and we know he wasn't really the drug and booze-addled wreck of legend, but by the time this movie covers, he could hardly have looked like Cusack. And the fact that in the case of The Mystery of Marie Roget, he actually tried to solve a real-life mystery seems not to be realized by the people who made The Raven. The Raven looks good and moves fast, but it's just another comic book on screen. Jim Erickson, over and out.